Chapter 8.
The good news was we'd finally found a witch who could help us. The bad news, the help was probably only temporary. Oh, yeah, and there was the fact we just had the alarm sounded on us, and we were both, trapped inside a small room with, nowhere to run, and about 100 magic-wheeling witches bearing down on us. These were definitely not good odds. Then again, I'd survived plenty of situations with bad odds before. One thing was clear as day, though, I needed to transform. And I needed to transform now. Another moonbeam struck the table in front of us, and a large chunk of wood splintered in all directions. Can you cover me while I change?
While you change?
She scoffed.
I don't think now's the time to worry about being shirtless, bastard.
Carter, please call me Carter, and I'm not talking about clothes here. I need to change into a werepanther.
Oh, so you lied about not being able to change on command, too. What a shocker.
Don't play the victim here. You were literally prepping me to become a ritual sacrifice. Now, can you cover me or not?
Fine.
Naomi sighed as she looked down at the jar in her hands. The witch surrounded the jar with her silver spell and promptly raised it up into the air, just above the top of the table. She then jerked her hand as hard as she could in the direction of the doorway, and I heard the clay pot shatter as it hit the wall. As soon as the sound of shattering clay had dissipated, it was replaced by the sound of a hacking woman. What the fuck was in that jar?
Powdered sedatives.
Holy shit. I'd just unwittingly given her the opportunity to knock me out and hand me over to her sisters. But she didn't. Maybe Naomi actually did like me after all. Still, I couldn't dwell on that now. Right now, I needed to unleash the beast. I sprawled out on all fours as I let the werepanther side of my mind take over, and I groaned in pain as my muscles began to stretch out and elongate. The hair on my body grew as thick as sheep's wool, and my face stretched out into a stubby snout. A twinge of pain shot through my teeth as the canines elongated. And finally, I felt my hands and feet transform as they ripped through my shoes. Then the transformation was complete. I was ready to get out of there and fuck some shit up.
Ooh, wow.
Naomi gasped before she fired a shot of silver in the direction of the doorway.
Is that really you in there, Carter?
Just keep covering me. Can you do some more of those glowing animal tricks?
None they can't counter,
the red and black-haired woman sighed.
But I'll try.
I watched as Naomi conjured up two more glowing king cobras and then tossed them over toward the door. At the same time, I made my move. I let out an angry roar as I hopped up over the table and took off in a full sprint toward the exit. There were three women currently blocking the door, though they were preoccupied with taming Naomi's cobras, which left them wide open for an attack.
Watch out, sisters!
One of them yelped, but it was too late. I hauled back my right fist and then used it like a giant furry baseball bat. I slammed it into the side of the first woman and carried my momentum through to the other two, and all three of them screamed as they flew up into the air and then slammed into the ground hard.
What the fuck was that?
Naomi demanded as she joined me at the threshold.
I thought you said you were a bloodthirsty killer.
I said I've killed a lot of men before. Not that I crave violence. I'm just trying to get out of here with as little bloodshed as possible. I also didn't like the idea of killing women, but I didn't think Naomi would praise me for my chivalry.
That might be impossible,
Naomi admitted, as she pointed across the room.
Check it out.
Sure enough, all three of my lovers were currently engaged with members of the Sisters of the New Moon. I watched as Ada zipped around in the sky, dodging all sorts of strange projectiles. In addition to the traditional moonbeams the coven was shooting at her, Ada also had to worry about strange silver fireballs and several sharp projectiles. The succubus was dodging them all with the grace of a ballet dancer, but they were coming at her so fast she didn't seem to have a chance to counterattack. Meanwhile, it looked like Janine and Leah had teamed up. Both of the women were in the same vicinity, and Janine was running around like a chicken with her head cut off. But her hands were aglow with her lucky gold magic, and it seemed to be working. All the shots that came at Janine missed her by mere inches as she ran, ducked, and jumped out of the way. Then there was Leah, who was on the fucking ceiling above the redhead. The polywarm woman seemed to defy gravity as she sprang around from the wall to the ceiling, then to the floor, then back to the ceiling again. And as she jumped around the marble room, Leah's tongue fired out of her mouth like a whip and took out several Sisters of the New Moon.
Try to keep it non-lethal, I reminded Naomi as I prepared to attack.
Up until a minute ago, these were my friends, bastard. Of course I'm gonna be non-lethal.
Let's get to it then,
I growled, and then I ran forward. A few of the coven members took a shot at me with their moonbeams, but I simply rolled to the left, curled myself into a ball, and then kept running on all fours as I popped back up. A blast of silver light struck me in the shoulder and knocked me a bit off course, but it didn't really hurt. It kind of felt like one of those paper hornets you got hit with in school, where it stung for a hot second and then was completely fine. Either way, I was now only a few feet away from my target. I grabbed the nearest witch's hand as she raised it to attack, and then I twisted her body around so she was facing one of her sisters. As I turned her, she let off her moonbeam, and it slammed into the woman beside her and launched her about 6 feet in the air. Then, while the witch I was holding was still in shock, I picked her up by the arm and threw her into the nearby wall.
Totally non-lethal!
Naomi snarked as she summoned up the glowing figure of an elephant, which deflected an oncoming attack.
You probably just broke her spine, that's all!
Ah, she's fine!
I promised, as I listened to the woman's steady heartbeat.
She better be, or the next elephant will be heading your way!
Then the black and red-haired witch let out a cry of frustration as she thrust her hands forward and the glowing figure of the elephant charged.
Shit!
One of the witches yelled as she and her friend ran in opposite directions. One of the women was headed right for me, so I sprang forward and clotheslined her to the ground. Seconds later, I saw a flash of silver out of the corner of my eye, and I tried to jump to safety, but I wasn't fast enough. I felt my body become weightless as the silvery spell engulfed me, and then I shot toward the ceiling. Ah, fuck, this was gonna hurt. I slammed into the marble ceiling of the room with a loud crash, and I felt the stone crack from the blow. Before I could try to make another move, I was slammed into the ceiling again, and this time a few chunks of the marble fell away and plummeted down to the ground. Pain shot through my spine the next time I slammed into the top of the room, and I realized if I didn't do something soon, I would be paralyzed. Or worse. As the witch pulled me back and prepared to throw me again, I tried to muster up all the strength in my body, and I focused on breaking out of this entrapment spell, or at least getting my hands free. I tried to tell the rest of my body to relax so I could focus all my energy into my arms, and as I shot toward the ceiling a fourth time, I tensed up my muscles and tried to make my move. Much to my surprise, my arms moved upward and above my head. It felt like I was trying to pull them through molasses, but they still moved nonetheless. Then I opened my palms and caught myself against the ceiling, this time with nothing more than a small jolt of pain in my paws. Now it was my turn. I dug my claws into the marble of the ceiling and then yanked it downward as hard as I could. Two massive chunks of the material came free and plummeted down toward the woman who had me in her grasp, and she let out a scream as she released me from her spell and used it to stop the incoming marble slabs. That was exactly what I needed her to do. I fell back down to the floor with nothing more than a soft thud, and then I instantly pounced toward the witch. She attempted to use my own attack against me as she brought down the pieces of marble on top of my head, but she was way too slow. I sprang up into the air, tackled the witch to the ground, and then softly headbutted her to knock her out. The second she was out, I heard another blast come from behind me, and I rolled away as a moonbeam smashed into the wall and sent splintered marble into the air. When I flipped back around to take care of my opponent, though, I saw Naomi was already on it. The red and black-haired witch had trapped one of her sisters in a telekinetic spell and was holding her a few feet above the ground.
Traitor!
The witch hissed as she glared down her beak-like nose at her.
I'm not a traitor!
Naomi retorted, but her expression looked more sad and angry.
And I'm really, really sorry for this.
Naomi jerked her arms to the right and used the witch in her spell like a makeshift battering ram. Naomi slammed the woman into two of her friends on the right before she brought the witch back to the left and took out another incoming opponent. Finally, once her enemies had been dispatched, Naomi threw the witch all the way across the room and out of sight.
Die, bastard of bast!
I heard a woman scream, and then I turned to see Ginny coming at me with her spiked arm. I tossed out my arms and caught her magical weapon just inches away from my face. Then a moonbeam slammed into my stomach at point-blank range, and I roared as I was launched back into the nearby wall. Pain shot through both my stomach and my back when I smashed into the marble, but I wasn't going to let that get me down. I instinctively ducked down under another moonbeam and then rolled to the right just as Ginny stabbed her spiked arm down onto where I'd stood. As I rolled back to my feet, I jumped at the woman and wrapped my arms around her from behind.
I think somebody needs a nap. You've seemed really, really grumpy today.
Fuck you, bastard of bust!
Ginny snarled as she weakly tried to kick her way out of my hold. I wasn't letting go. I squeezed my arms around the woman tighter until she started to make a few choking noises. I watched as she got a bit blue in the face, but I was careful to listen to her heart to make sure I didn't accidentally kill her. Once I heard her pulse start to slow down and felt her body go limp in my arms, I released my grip and let her unconscious form collapse down onto the ground. A witch screamed as she flew over my head, flailing her arms the entire way. I whipped my head around to see Leah on the ceiling with a big old grin.
I was wondering when things were going to go south. I mean, shit, apparently I can't do improv to save my life.
Another witch came at me with a glowing silver arm that looked like a medieval morning star. But I ducked down away from her attack and then kicked her to the ground as hard as I could. Her head slammed into the hard floor, which made her body instantly go limp, but she was still alive. Probably had a concussion, but alive nonetheless.
Catch, love,
Ada proclaimed as she tossed one of the Sisters of the New Moon in my direction. I jumped up into the air, grabbed the falling woman, and then twisted around so I could slam her back into the ground, face first. She let out a yelp as she slammed into the marble, and then she growled as her hands glowed with silver. The woman unleashed two moonbeams into the ground from half an inch's distance, and the sheer force of the spell caused us both to be pulled off our feet and thrown into the air. I hit the ground with a hard crash, and I felt a wave of pain jolt through my spine. But I didn't have time for pain. I rolled over onto all fours and launched myself at the nearest witch. I hit her from behind, tackled her to the ground, and then headbutted her.
Careful, Carter!
Janine chuckled as she ducked another moonbeam.
You're gonna give yourself a concussion if you keep headbutting people like that!
It'll heal itself,
I shrugged, and then I ran toward another witch. This one was tossing spiked projectiles at Ada by the handful, but she didn't even hear me coming until it was too late. I grabbed her wrist, pointed her hand down at the ground, and then watched as she launched a bunch of small spikes into her own foot. The woman shrieked when she saw the damage she'd done to herself, but then she simply wobbled and passed out on the ground.
Sisters!
A voice, the blonde woman who'd captured me in the first place, declared.
It is time to activate the APEP protocol. Oh, fuck a duck.
Naomi growled as she looked over at me and my friends.
We have to get out of here now.
What's the APEP protocol?
I asked as I flipped back away from a silver fireball.
It's the Egyptian apocalypse myth,
our reluctant ally explained, before she threw the shimmering outline of a fox at one of her sisters.
They're gonna bring this whole place down on our heads.
Sure enough, all the women who had been attacking us froze in place. Then, before any of us could actually make a move, they turned their attention to the ceiling and began to mutter something in their mystery language. Ada, Leah, and I started to knock out the now defenseless targets as quickly as we could, but we weren't moving fast enough. Soon, about 30 moonbeams blasted up into the air, struck the ceiling of the mausoleum, and then started to shake the entire building.
You heard Naomi! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Ada swooped down and picked up Janine in her arms, while Leah, Naomi, and I took off in a full sprint toward the staircase. Bits of rubble collapsed around us as we ran, but it didn't take long for Ada and Janine to disappear up the stairs. That was when I heard a soft, fleshy thud, and my heart sank. Leah and I were still running to the stairs, but Naomi wasn't anymore. I skidded to a stop and turned around to see the witch had been struck in the head by a piece of falling debris, and she groaned as she laid there on the ground, trying to move. The stairs were only 6 feet away from me now, and Naomi was about 20. However, marble was now raining down from the ceiling like a cascading waterfall, and I knew this whole place was coming down any second now.
Fuck me, I sighed,
as I looked back and forth between the stairs and the fallen witch. Then I took off toward Naomi.
Carter!
Leah screamed after me.
What are you doing?
I'll meet you up there. Just go!
I dodged a few more pieces of falling debris as I dashed through the room, and I was on Naomi in a matter of seconds. I picked up the injured woman, flung her over my shoulder, and then headed back for the stairs as quickly as I fucking could. The marble was now coming down in large, hefty chunks, and I was dodging a new obstacle every other second. We got to the staircase and proceeded to start up it, but then the damn thing started to collapse. I heard the stone falling away as it crumbled behind me, but I didn't dare take the time to look back.
Just keep going, Carter. Focus on what's ahead of you, not behind.
I bounded up the stairs with Naomi in my arms until I got about 3/4 of the way up. Then I felt the ground start to give out beneath me, and my heart dropped into my stomach.
Carter!
Janine gasped as I lost my footing, and Naomi and I started to plummet down into the rubble. Thankfully, Leah was there to save the fucking day. The polyworm's tongue shot down and wrapped around my right wrist, which created a sort of makeshift, biological Indiana Jones whip. I grabbed onto her tongue and used my momentum to swing myself over to the nearby ledge, where I dug my claws into the marble and held on for dear life.
Shit.
Naomi breathed in my ear as she clung to me. Her speech was slurred, so I worried she might have a concussion, but her grip was tight around me.
Thanks, Leah, I panted as I let go of the blonde woman's tongue. That was a close one.
We're not out of the woods yet,
Ada warned as she pointed down at the room below.
Look.
I dared to glance back over my shoulder, and I saw several Sisters of the New Moon as they emerged from the rubble, completely unscathed.
Ugh, fucking hell,
I growled as I started to scale up the wall before me.
Janine, go start the car!
The redhead shot me a nod before she turned around and dashed out of the mausoleum. Meanwhile, Ada and Leah tried to pull the attention away from me and Naomi.
Oh, come on, loves,
Ada said as she blew a raspberry.
You call yourselves spellcasters? A 3-year-old has better aim than you guys.
That's right,
Leah added as she raised her middle finger in the air, but then she stammered for a second.
You guys suck!
A bunch of moonbeams, silver orbs, and sharp projectiles started coming our way, and I just barely made it over the side of the wall before it was hit with all sorts of deadly attacks. The second Naomi and I were up to safety, I took off in a full sprint toward the exit of the mausoleum. Leah and Ada were right behind me, until we came to Janine, who was banging on the large entrance doors.
They're locked!
Move!
I commanded the redhead, as I reached her and set Naomi on the ground. Then I lowered my head and took a deep breath as I prepared to bust down this door. If this didn't work, I was going to be in a world of hurt. Like, every bone in my body broken sort of pain. Still, I had to try.
I launched myself forward as hard as I could, and I tucked my head down and turned so my shoulder would absorb the brunt of the blow instead of my face. Then I struck the door. There was a jolt of pain in my right shoulder as I slammed into the door, but it creaked loudly as it was knocked off its hinges and then fell to the mossy ground with an ear-shaking thud.
I've got the witch,
Ada declared as she flew past me, with Naomi in her arms.
Keep going.
Janine fumbled around in her pocket for her keys as she ran, and thankfully she found the right one instantly. The redhead skidded to a stop beside the driver's side door, unlocked her vehicle, and then slid into the driver's seat. Ada got into the passenger seat while Leah and I set Naomi down in the middle and then flanked her in the back. As the engine of Janine's Grand Prix sputtered and then roared to life, I heard the sounds of the coven behind us. I glanced back over my shoulder and saw several of the witches were now topside, and their hands were aglow with their enchantments.
Ah, go, 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 go!
I demanded, and the tires of the vehicle spun out for a second before we lurched forward. Something slammed into the ground behind us as we drove away, and then Janine was forced to make several swerves as blasts of silver hit the trees, tombstones, and ground around us. After about a full, intense minute of driving, the Sisters of the New Moon were nothing but ants in the rearview mirror.
Oh, holy shit!
I gasped as I leaned my panther head against the seat in front of me.
We did it. We really did it.
Not the way we intended to,
Leah admitted from the other side of the back seat.
But I think it still worked out for the best in the end.
It worked out more than the best, love,
Ada chuckled as she glanced over her shoulder.
We now have a witch on our side.
We all turned to look at Naomi and found the witch had passed out at some point.
Maybe. She was only working with me because her sisters were trying to kill her.
Wait.
Janine frowned as she glanced back at us in the mirror.
Are you telling me we just went through all that for nothing? And you risked your life to save somebody who doesn't even want to help us?
She'll come around, I shrugged. The whole friends turning on you and trying to kill you thing will hopefully be the spark she needs to realize she was working for the bad guys this whole time.
And if it's not?
Well,
I sighed as I looked out the window.
I suppose we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Even though nothing seemed to go according to plan today, we'd been somewhat successful. We had infiltrated a local coven, found a witch who was at least halfway willing to help us, and now we were going to take her back to Cincy's Jewel to see if she could pull off the complicated protective hex. If she could be coerced into helping us, of course.